taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
You're
listening to the best cuts of music, edition 41. 41.
Yeah. Stasera ti decidi a rispondermi di sì, i domani che verranno li dedico solo a te. Meglio stasera che domani o mai, domani chi lo sa quel che sarà. Nasce il giorno muore, e la notte porterà l'incertezza del domani, chissà, chissà. Basta un desiderio solo a non farti riposare, è una pulce sul lenzuolo che dormire non ti fa. Meglio stasera che domani o mai, domani chi lo sa, quel che sarà, chissà, quel che sarà, chissà, quel che sarà.
My family owned a video store.
Yeah.
And they went to a National Video Store Conference in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And there was a drawing for some kind of emerald that was valued at $6,000, and my grandma won it. And
wow.
It was a tie-in to Romancing the Stone.
Oh, wow.
She had it fashioned into a ring. It's really big.
Jeez. I did the porns have the joke, you know, titles like In Diana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
Yeah.
Started a stoner-centric kind of parody movie series, and my first title was Romancing the Stoner.
Oh, that's really good. I was thinking like Romancing the Bong or something.
Oh.
That works perfectly.
Well, it's about, there's a basically boy meets pizza, boy falls in love with pizza, pizza falls in love with boy, pizza falls out of love with boy, boy convinces pizza to love him yet again, and then they...
It's a heartwarming coming-of-age story, it sounds like.
Yeah, about a man and a slice of pizza.
Sure.
And lots of weed, obviously.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of weed.
Yeah, well, it's a stoner-centric comedy.
Certainly.
I'm riding the coattails of the whole Harold and Kumar go to you know...
Certainly.
Go to the Green Triangle.
Like whatever. A third-wave stoner triangle. Humor.
Right, exactly.
You got, you know, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
And then you got kind of your half-baked era.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people like Skank and Pickle and Asian Man Records, I mean, they're still making money, even though they're not valid or, you know, interesting. Yeah. They still made money, so I figure... Yeah. It'll be like a weed exploitation movie or something.
Right, yeah.
You know, disrespectful to the plant life.
Oh, I was just thinking, what if you did an exploitation of an exploitation? Like, you took Reefer Madness, but you turned it into Reefer Mad Men, and then it was about a 1940s ad executive agency, but instead of drinking scotch all the time, they just smoke lots of weed.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That'll have to be my fourth title.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that's exciting. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the work. And it's funny that we haven't even talked about this before. I've been working on these forever, and I forgot to tell you, but it's a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
It's funny how it come up. But
strange. Well, you know, we all have our own things.
Yeah.
I raise emus.
You raise emus? Really?
Yes.
Like the sampler? Like the roll? Emu
no,
rolling?
No. The actual big, gigantic ostrich-looking thing.
Oh, okay.
Their eggs are like $8,000. It's very profitable for me.
Wow. It's amazing. That's
They're violent, though. That's the only downside. And I'm a lot smaller than they are.
Yeah. Do you keep them in a pen or?
Yeah.
Okay. A
series of pens.
See, I would have thought that you just let them run around in your house.
Sure, yeah. Well, I tried that, but they kept going onto the internet and using it up and downloading all this emu porn that I couldn't have that.
No, not at all. That's unacceptable.
I'd drink all my shit and leave it in the fridge, empty containers.
Right, yeah. They leave one last drink of milk left.
Yeah.
Dirt bags.
It's like that George Carlin joke. I get it, and I look at it and I'm like, there's not enough in here. I better put this back.
Right. Well, it's like that Carlin joke. My house, it's just where I keep all of my emus.
Yeah, a place for my emus.
All right. It was a classic skit. Classic joke.
It was a big one in my family when I was a kid.
Yeah. So, do you want to tell our audience where we are, or would you like for me to tell them where we are?
Oh, I'll tell them, I guess. We're currently right now on a African safari.
All right.
We're out on the, we're visiting all the bright spots, the Congo, the Serengeti, the Nile, Egypt, pyramids, South Africa, wineries in South Africa.
It's really exciting.
Going to get some blood diamonds, some souvenir blood diamonds.
Yeah. I don't feel as bad if I don't watch, so I brought my blindfold that I usually wear to sleep so that whenever I get them, you know, I don't get all depressed and stuff. I don't want to attach those feelings to these beautiful diamonds.
No. A diamond is forever.
Right. And lives are temporary, so yeah. Whatever. I went to, actually, Pizza Hut. They have Pizza Huts here.
Really?
In
Africa?
South Africa.
Oh, wow.
I was really hungry last night, so I flew down to South Africa and then flew back up here. I didn't want to wake you up, Sam.
Oh, okay.
It was really peaceful.
Well, thank you.
And the Pizza Huts in South Africa look exactly the same as the Pizza Huts in the U.S. With a few minor changes, they have a section for people on the go.
Wow.
So they can buy the pizza by the piece and leave.
Wait, what?
And they have a sit-down section.
Get out of town.
Oh, yeah. They'd have people on the go in South Africa.
It's a burgeoning, developing economy. I mean, I can see why.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they got Pizza Hut is testament.
Sure. That's a big deal.
To at least second world, first world class.
You don't get a Pizza Hut for nothing.
Yeah.
Pizza Huts are good. And I like I'm going to coin the phrase pizza by the piece because I hadn't heard that before. And I found it a good way to call, like, if you're like pizza on the go, you know, you just want one slice.
Yeah.
So you would call it pizza by the piece.
I heard that Pizza Hut was making South Africa great.
I had never tasted a Pizza Hut pizza this good. The sauce had a rich flavor, and the crust was so good that I eat even the ends of the crust, something I usually do. I mean, something I don't usually do. Just thinking about the pizza makes me hungry for more.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, well.
That must have been some pizza.
Oh, yeah. They don't... Man.
Genuine Italian food in South Africa. What a weird and wonderful world we're living in.
It's amazing. Truly, this is a one-world government.
Yes. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Let's read off our fun safari adventure songs that we played along our travels.
These are the most safari'd adventures.
These are Rastafari'd.
Rastafarian.
Yes. The first track was Gangsters, 2-Bit Thugs Re-Rub, Dirty Version by Rico Tubbs.
All right. That scared me a little bit.
Mouthful.
It was a mouthful.
It was like a supreme pizza.
Ooh. Don't get me started, Sam. Don't get me started.
I know it.
It's good.
It's good.
Pizza Hut.
Making it great.
Where's the fucking cheese? Did you ever hear about Ween doing a song for Pizza Hut? A perspective commercial song?
No.
And Pizza Hut didn't accept it. But so Ween put the song on their website. It's just the hook. Where's the fucking cheese? Where's the fucking cheese? It was the stuffed crust.
Right.
Commercial. I thought it was a great idea.
It is pretty good.
A little on the vulgar side, but it had impact.
Certainly.
The second song was the heavy "How Do You Like Me Now?" Joker edit. I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
You know, after that Joker edit.
Sure.
That's funny. I used that. I made a joke out of that.
Yeah, you did. I saw what you did there. I was going to make a Batman joke, but that would have been too obvious.
Well, no, it's welcome.
Okay.
Go ahead. Try it out.
I really can't. For personal reasons.
Okay. Stop. I won't ask.
The track after that was See Through by Blue Magic.
Not really anything to say about that song.
Yep, I got nothing. Yeah. You could see through that song. I got a Blue Magic woman.
I got your Blue Magic.
Mm-hmm. That's Smurf magic.
That's fucking alarming. And the last, Ennio Morricone, or something like that. Meglio Stasera.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
That's good enough.
You can read.
Yeah, you can read. Why do we even do this? Go to our website, assholes. Put eyes to screen and move it side
lazy
to side.
Lazy bastards. Send us an email while you're at it. Shit.
Yeah. For the love of God. Best Cuts of Music. TheBestCutsOfMusic@gmail.com.
Right.
Tell us you love it and you'll win 3 wishes. Nobody ever reclaimed wishes from our last wish-a-thon. So those wishes are still out there for anybody who wants to email us.
I wish you would email us.
I wish you would email us a really good email.
I wish you would email us a really good email with a JPEG in it. Shit, Sam. I think we just used the 3 wishes up.
Gosh.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. You can still email us, though.
It's Africa. It's getting to my head. I'm having so much fun. Look at those large giraffes. Their necks are so big. I've never seen a big neck like that.
I haven't either.
It's tall.
Crazy.
The neck is taller than my body.
I know. It could fit you into the neck of a giraffe.
Right. We should try it later.
Cartoonishly, we'd be sticking out, like, with our arms and legs poking out of the neck.
Yeah.
Screaming.
It sounds horrible. It sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it does.
But also funny.
Yeah.
It's funny that
humorous.
On one hand, it's super hilarious, and on the other hand, it's my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
How truly sharp comedy does strike my heart.
It shoots that poison arrow through your heart.
We're gonna continue our expedition.
Yeah, we've got our guide with us, and he's going to take us on to the next destination.
Really excited about this one.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna see wildebeest, I hope, and cheetahs, and hippos, and rhinos.
I hope to see some Cheetos around here. I'm really, my stomach's growling.
Some, like, fresh Cheetos made by indigenous cheetahs.
Yeah, they're made from cheetahs, right?
Yeah.
That's what I always thought.
That's where Cheetos come
Chester
from.
Chester Cheeto is my... He's a good... He's got the sunglasses and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Where's the Noid from?
I think he comes from nowhere. It's like a combination of null and void.
Okay. I'm curious
I think, like, from where Orko's from on He-Man.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hat or whatever.
Yeah, it's a no place.
I'm curious because I don't think that the Noid, I don't think that he makes the food that bad. I imagine it's still...
No.
It tastes better than Totino's pizza, probably, after he Noids it.
Certainly.
Or maybe even as good as Totino's or something, you know.
And they don't use a big, round, rubbery block of, like, government cheese.
Right.
They purport to use real cheese.
You know, I bet that if the Noid Noided some Totino's, it would make it better.
Yeah, really.
I need to write that in my planner. I need to cage a Noid for the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we see one here in Africa.
Yeah, let me know if you see it.
We'll trap it.
This has been the best cuts of music.
Yeah.
Day 47. Hi. Just thought I'd drop a few lines. Still in Africa, enjoying myself. Africa's big. Africa's big and really loud. Lots of cheetahs and chimpanzees. There are no bears here, although I'll keep searching. Pizza Huts here are still amazing, although the Domino's rival them. Surprised there's Domino's here. I guess it makes sense.
Day 48. Dear Best Cuts of Music Diary, I think I'm getting really full up on Domino's Pizza and Pizza Hut. Robbie keeps saying that it's amazing, and yes, it is amazing, but, you know, I'm getting tired of it. It's like eating rice in China. There's only so long you can keep having the same thing. But they do have interesting ingredients. Like in America, you can't get hippo pizza with hippo meat. And that's been fun. Hoping we're going to go to a rainforest tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that.
Day 52. Dear Best Cuts of Music Diary, oh, how I love African pizza. Today we went back to a Domino's, but I decided that halfway through the pizza, I didn't want to get full just on Domino's, so we went to Pizza Hut so I could fill up the rest of the way. Sam says he doesn't like pizza that much and he's getting tired of it, but I think he's joking. He's got a weird sense of humor. He also says he likes the hippo pizza, but I think he's joking because he's got a weird sense of humor. We just got back from the rainforest. Man, it was wet there. I hate getting rained on. All I could think about was getting back to that Domino's that we went to the other day. Man, that pizza is good. The crust that we had was a little burnt on the side, but kind of marbled. I think the sauce was sweeter than what we had had before. Or maybe that was the Pizza Hut that we had the sauce that was sweet. I can't remember. I'll look into it and I'll report back.
Day 59. I'm a little worried about Robbie. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's the lack of resources and the parasites that are out here, but he just keeps babbling on about pizzas. It's like he doesn't think about anything else but, or maybe he caught something from one of these pizzas. I mean, I know that it's brought to us by Pizza Hut and Domino's Corporation LLC, but maybe the ingredients are just slightly different. I don't know. He's gotten... I'm concerned. We might have to go to a hospital here and see if we can get a pizza antidote or something. I'll keep you posted on what's going on. If I can get his focus away from pizza, we can probably be able to continue the show in this expedition.
Day 63. Yep, it was definitely Pizza Hut. I know that for sure. It was a supreme pizza, actually. Man, I love African pizza. I think Sam thinks something's wrong with me. I don't understand why a healthy love for pizza is such a big deal. I mean, come on, man, shoot.
Day 66. Robbie has taken on this curious behavior where he's putting pizza all over his body and kind of wrapping it around him like a pizza bodysuit. I don't understand. He says it wards off the mosquitoes and it helps protect him and he feels safer with it, but I find it highly unnecessary and a little bit creepy. If I can just try to trick him into eating something else besides pizza, then maybe I can break the spell that Pizza Hut and Domino's have put on him. I think it's the combo of Africa and fast food pizza that's done it. It's created some ancient mystical spell. Or maybe it's the mushrooms they put on the pizza. I'm not sure what it is. I didn't get the ones with mushrooms. I only got the hippo one, so I can't really attest to the quality of the ingredients that he's been eating. Anyway, love you all.
Day 73. I understand his concern, but Sam didn't meet the voodoo witch doctor I met. I was advised to ward off mosquitoes and generate good health and good happy time feelings, put pizza on my body. Now, I know this doesn't work in America, but Africa I'm not so sure about. It's wild and mysterious things in this place, and I've never tasted a mushroom pizza that was as delicious and mind-altering as this wonderful Pizza Hut pizza at these Pizza Hut locations. The pepperoni pizza at Domino's we went to last night only got 4 stars, but luckily this morning we hit up a Pizza Hut that definitely was 5 stars. I have to say that it was 5 stars. We're gonna go on an expedition to Tunisia shortly, so I've stocked up on extra pizzas and hired an advisor to advise me on how to store these in the best way to preserve them in their best condition. Nearly a day goes by that thoughts don't wander to pizza.
Day 72. We stopped at a Pizza Hut in Nigeria. Robbie said he needed to pack up on some more pizzas for our trip to Tunisia since it's a wasteland there and they probably don't have any Pizza Huts or Domino's pizzas. Luckily they have Wi-Fi here at this Pizza Hut, so I'm going to try to update the list of songs that we have played for the show while we were on our travels. I would get Robbie to help me with this, but he's too incapacitated to be able to write anything, let alone speak coherently, unless it's about pizzas or melty cheese or quality ingredients. The first track was Rainbow Arabia, Holidays in Congo, The Men Remix. And then after that, The Ice Band with Unique Pleasure performing Live People. It's an edit. And then after that, internet sensation Little Boots with Remedy, the Style of I remix. That's all I got for now. I'll talk to you later once we arrive in Tunisia. You've been listening to The Best Cuts of Music.
I'm
Sam, do you know where we are? It feels like we've been walking for so long.
We're on our way to Tunisia.
I haven't seen a Domino's in miles and miles.
Well, Tunisia's got some pretty remote areas. I don't imagine they'll have any Domino's where we're going, or Pizza Hut.
Do they have a Godfather's pizza?
No, I don't believe they have those, period, anymore.
Godfather's is really good.
Uh-huh.
Pizza.
I don't think they have Ken's
pizza
either.
Wish I had a pepperoni pizza from Godfather's right now.
No, you don't need any. Just keep walking. Try to focus on something else. Try to keep your mind on something else, like our destination, how much fun it's going to be. You know, in Tunisia, they actually filmed Star Wars there, episode 4, A New Hope. And you can visit the location where Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru lived.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I bet that'd be a beautiful place to
see that.
Dine on some pizza at sunset.
Yeah, sure. I bet they have a pizza oven there, so if we get there, it's going to be Pizza City.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
Yeah, it's like Pizza Town.
Now
that's what they call it. Tunisia is like the pizza capital of the world.
Wow.
All kinds of pizza there.
That's amazing.
Certainly.
It's like the pizza of cities.
Hey, speaking of pizzas, let's read off those two tracks that we just played.
All right.
While we were walking.
Sounds
here.
Good.
Yeah.
We started off with Cream, Triangle of Love. That reminds me of pizza.
Oh, sure.
Triangle of Love. Pete Pepperoni.
Stop. Wait. Just hold on to your pizza thoughts.
Pizza.
Yeah. Well, the track after that was Chemise by Sorcerer.
At 375 degrees.
I think we're going to need a sorcerer if we're going to get you off the pizza.
I'm not getting off any pizza.
Uh-huh.
You can have my pizza when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers, buddy. I love cold pizza, too.
Oh, yeah. It can be good.
Oh, no. It's good.
Really?
Mm.
How do you feel about calzones?
Eh, I'm on the fence.
What about puzzones?
I'm unfamiliar with those. I have a hard time straying away from just a standard pepperoni pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can't get enough. Basically, it's like my water or oxygen.
Hmm.
You don't understand my driving need to eat pizza.
How do you feel about Little Caesars?
I love Little Caesars pizza. $5. Pizza, pizza.
Pan, pan.
I wonder if there's a
Little Although you Caesars get something for nothing when you go Domino's.
Nobody knows Domino's like me.
Sure. You could probably write the book on Domino's.
There's Papa John's over there at least.
No.
They heard them branched out to...
No, there's no... No, Papa John's, it's predominantly in the U.S., I believe.
What are we doing in Tunisia anyways? There was a perfectly good...
Pizza Town,
the
world's greatest pizza. We're going to Pizza Town, and we're going to have best pizza ever, and we're going to be surrounded by Star Wars memorabilia and
pizza.
Oh,
wonderful.
It's going to be amazing.
When do we get there?
Should be just in a couple of minutes now. If, according to what the guide said in my GPS device and in my maps and notes here.
Until then, let me tell you about this one pizza. When I was 8 years old, it was the first time I had a Tony's pizza, and I ate all of it by myself. And the little pepperonis were small, and they curl up and make little bowls of grease, and it was just delicious as can be.
Certainly.
I loved it, and I felt like such
pepperoni
a king.
Pepperoni grease balls.
I ate the whole thing by myself. I was so proud of myself.
They get all crispy on the edge of the pepperoni,
yeah,
but it's still like smushy meaty in the middle where all the oil is.
I hate the thought of being stranded out here and not getting to eat pizza tomorrow.
You're getting pizza, pal.
Pizza Town, right?
No.
There's pizza somewhere.
Sure.
Does that guy have pizza, do you think?
No, he doesn't. That's just some wanderer. Desert wanderer. They typically don't pack pizzas with them. They might have some couscous in a leather satchel or something.
Pizza packs a punch.
Yeah, pizza pie. Mamma mia.
Party. Pizza party.
Hey, kids, it's a brand new game. Pizza Party. That's the name. Love that game. Had the best commercial ever.
It had the best subject ever.
Uh-huh.
Pizza.
Certainly. Much better than Army Ants or Stuff Your Face.
Or Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah, Don't Wake Daddy.
That was total Snoresville.
Yeah, like Guess Who as well. Are you the baker?
Yes.
Are you the pizza guy?
Yes. Yes, I am. Are you wearing a mustache and dark complected?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You're the pizza guy.
I am the pizza guy. Oh, we're here. We're here, Robbie.
Wow, this is a weird place. I don't smell pizza.
Well, Pete, the pizza's coming. I've had everything prearranged. We know that you like it hot fresh.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have it, you know, waiting around.
You're not trying to pizza one over me on.
No, no. I'm not trying to pull the pizza over your eyes. This is the pizza deal. So, we're supposed to head over to that hut, that rock hut over there. it's the third one where you see the smoke coming out of it. That's probably that's probably it, I think, according to my notes.
Okay.
Let's go over there. Oh, hi there. You must be...
Hello, sir. We were wondering if you had pizza. I didn't smell pizza, but I didn't know. It smells like dead cattle in here.
Yes, this is the guy. This is the guy I called about ahead of time.
Sir, your African pizza is fantastic. You cannot eat enough of it. What's he talking about, Sam?
Oh, he wants you to go over there to that table and lie down.
Okay.
They have a special... They're going to do a special African pizza feeding to you.
Wow, I've been wondering what eating pizza intravenously is like for years now, most of my life.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty much the hard, pure stuff. Intravenous pizza is...
I think I can handle it.
You think you're ready?
I'm ready for it. Sir, please provide me with your pizza.
I can't watch.
Sir, that's an odd-looking pizza you're holding in your hand. That's very sharp-looking. Ow! Sir, there's no... Ah! 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 There's no pizza in there! Where's my pizza? Hey, Sam.
Robbie?
Yeah?
Is that you?
It's me. I've been cured of my pizza disease.
Oh, thank God.
Now, if we could only find some barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, no!
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.